From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The majority of Supreme Court justices may be leaning towards striking down the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act with a potential swing vote from Justice Anthony Kennedy. That is, if they get to the merits of DOMA's constitutionality. The federal law defining marriage as a union between a man and woman denies federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples. NPR's Nina Totenberg says today's case was divided in two parts. First, the U.S. House leadership is the only party defending the law, prompting justices to ask whether that is enough for the court to even decide the case. The second part, she says, has to do with the merits of DOMA.
If the court gets to the merits of this case, there very likely are five votes to strike down DOMA. Now, on what grounds? That's an interesting question, because Justice Kennedy seemed to be saying, look, it's not the federal government's business to define marriage. Marriage is defined by the states, and the federal government has always recognized the definition of marriage that the states have. Other justices seem to be more concerned about the lack of equality represented in the law.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Crowds of people waving American flags and signs reading equality now have been rallying outside the Supreme Court building for a second day. The challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act being considered by the court is based on taxes, but NPR's Craig Windham reports the demonstrators are focused on the larger issues involved.
Retired military officer Beth Pepper of Virginia wants the court to strike down the law.
It really is more than just about the taxes.
Pepper says her wife should be treated the same as other military spouses.
There are so many benefits as a retired military officer that my male spouse would be eligible for, but my female spouse is not.
Pepper's wife, Lisa Williams, says a favorable ruling by the court would help legitimize her marriage in the eyes of family members and friends.
They want to treat us as we're a married couple, but they need to see that society and our government has put that stamp of approval on us as well.
Craig Windham, NPR News, outside the Supreme Court.
Yesterday, the court examined Proposition 8, California's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. Cyprus will reopen its banks tomorrow for the first time in about 2 weeks, but people will still be limited in how much they can withdraw. State news agency says people won't be able to withdraw more than 300 euros a day. Chris Perry, British financial consultant living in Cyprus, tells Sky News the government's latest plan to tax depositor savings remain financially afloat. Scares many foreign retirees.
The majority are retired, and what that means is that what they've got here is it.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is down 34 points at 14,526. This is NPR News. Speculation has been mounting that the Federal Reserve will make its monetary policy less stimulative. But Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that four Federal Reserve Bank regional presidents are giving no hint of any near-term moves in that direction.
Though few think the Fed will raise short-term interest rates in the foreseeable future, talk has grown that it may end the bond buying it has been doing to hold down long-term rates. But Chicago Fed President Charles Evans and Boston Fed Chief Eric Rosengren, who vote on rates, say the Fed needs to keep buying $85 billion of Treasury and mortgage-backed securities per month through this year to reduce unemployment in a low-inflation climate. They don't rule out scaling back bond purchases if the economy improves, but say the Fed could also increase them. Similar comments come from Chicago Fed President Sandra Pianalto. The Minneapolis Fed's Narayana Kocher-Lakota says money isn't easy enough. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in New York.
Guantanamo prisoners on a hunger strike are lodging new complaints against guards at the facility housing terrorist suspects. In an emergency motion filed in federal court, human rights lawyers say jailers at the U.S. prison in Cuba have refused to provide drinking water to the strikers and are keeping the inmates in extremely frigid conditions. Guantanamo Bay officials deny the allegation. Reuters News Service is reporting that a Canadian Pacific Railway train has derailed in west central Minnesota. The report says as much as 30,000 gallons of crude oil may have spilled. Before the closing bell, Dow is down 34 at 14,526. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.